Good morning. I'm such a such an honor to talk with both of you.
Thank you. Good morning.
I thank you, Jillian. First of all, wow. I mean, this is such a great role, and Billy, wow too. Man, you just blew me away. This story is like the British version of All the President's Men. I mean, it's really that impact and the story of how the journalists really kind of did their job is just amazing to me. Was there hesitation on your part, Jillian, to take this role of someone that's as famous in Britain as she is?
Yeah, there was. She's very much in our consciousness over there, and highly respected, and a formidable actor, sorry, journalist, and formidable presence. And so, if, yeah, it, it I wasn't too keen on it from the beginning, but I was convinced otherwise.
And Billy, I'll let you have your drink, but
Sorry.
man, Sam McAllister is just tenacious and just a wonderful character.
Yeah.
Roles like this don't come along that often.
I know. I know. And so when they do, you've got to you've got to fight for them. Yeah, I was well aware of that. When I read the script, I thought, okay, this woman is something special. And then I met her and I was like, well, this is a gift as an actor, playing someone with so many different qualities and quirks and interests and yeah, and also, making and feeling like I sort of had a quest to, I want people to know her. I want people to know how integral she was in getting that interview to our screens. And also, she's also just very impressive. So I'm rooting for her.
Yeah, we all are in this
Yeah,
film.
yeah.
Jillian, is there a heavy responsibility to play someone that's actually living and breathing than someone that's maybe out of a writer's pen?
Yeah, and also perhaps even somebody who's an historical character who's no longer with us. This is the first time I've played somebody who's still alive, and definitely greater responsibility. And but a lot of that responsibility centered around the interview itself, and wanting to make sure that we had it as or I had it as accurate as possible, so it didn't throw people in the watching it, that because everyone's so familiar with it, and some people have watched it many times and will be, will remember the cadence and remember the gestures and remember the answers and and so it was, yeah, it was important to get it as accurate as possible. That some it was some extra responsibility there.
Billy, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Scoop?
Well, I don't know, but I hope that they will feel moved by how this, this interview happened, moved by the tenacity of the four women involved, understand what they went through, how hard they tried to make this happen, and just rooting for them really, and that feeling of, problem solving. That's one of the things that I love about watching films about journalism, is watching people solve a problem. There's something so satisfying about that. And so, I'm sure they'll come away thinking, God, I can't believe this happened. As everyone does, when they saw it originally. But I hope they come away thinking, these women gave voices to other women who wouldn't otherwise have one. But also the importance of independent journalism, I
Exactly,
think,
yeah.
and the forum, keeping the forum alive where authority can be held to account
Totally.
and difficult questions can be asked and hopefully, responded to.
Well, it's a beautiful film. Thank you guys so much for your time. I just adored it and have a great day. Thank you.
Oh,
Thank
thank you so
you.
much. Thank you. I'm so glad you did. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, kids.